Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
And the Wongs. We should also introduce the Wongs
The
because
Wongs.
it's the Meet the Wongs
The
program.
Wangs.
The Wangs. No, I think we'll call them the Wongs. And it's Chinese New Year. But not everybody is having a great New Year holiday, right?
对啊，有时候可能是像老人不小心跌倒啦，或者是谁又怎么样啦，感冒啦之类的，像 grandpa 就是这样。
That's right. Grandpa's got a bad back. He slipped on the floor, fell down. His back was hurting before that, and then he fell down, and then, of course, his back is much more painful now. So, Dad and Grandpa are going to see the doctor, and they're going to come home soon. So, let's meet the Wongs, join the Wongs at home, and find out what's happening with Grandpa's back. I got my fingers crossed. I hope there's good luck. The best Chinese New Year ever.
You're home. Oh, what did the doctor say?
It's just a sore back, but we can't go to Minxiong this year.
Oh no! We won't see our relatives!
Jimmy! I didn't know you cared so much about our family!
Why don't we celebrate here? I can help Mom cook.
And I'll take the twins shopping for new clothes.
This is the best Chinese New Year feast ever.
Paige did an excellent job. She's going to be a good chef one day.
Let's make a Chinese New Year's toast to happiness and family.
And to health.
Sore. I think I'm catching a cold because I have a sore throat. I think I'm catching a cold because I have a sore throat. Relative. All of our relatives will come over for Thanksgiving dinner. All of our relatives will come over for Thanksgiving dinner. Clothes. Sally tried on different clothes before leaving for the party. Sally tried on different clothes before leaving for the party. Excellent. The steak tasted excellent, and I couldn't wait to eat more. The steak tasted excellent, and I couldn't wait to eat more.
Okay, so here they are. Dad and Grandpa returned from the doctor. Mom has been very worried
about
Grandpa.
What did the doctor say?
Well, she rushes over to help Grandpa. She helps him to lie down on the couch, so that's nice. It's a comfortable place for Grandpa to stay in the house. She says, you're home. What did the doctor say?
All right. 医生是怎么说的?
Yeah, what did the doctor say?
他怎么说的呢?
Do you want me to tell you? Or are you going to tell me? I'll tell you. Oh, okay. The doctor said, it's just a sore back, but we can't go to Minxiong this year.
See? I knew it from yesterday.
Well, that's good news, bad news, right? The good news is it's just a sore back. He didn't break anything. It's nothing very serious. The bad news is they can't go on their little holiday to Minxiong because, of course, driving with a bad back for a few hours would be too hard for Grandpa because he has a sore back. If something is sore, well, remember yesterday we learned the word painful. Sore and painful are very, very similar. Okay, you can have a sore muscle, you can have a sore neck. If we had a headache, you wouldn't say a sore head. Sore is usually mostly for muscles. Okay, so if you exercise, you didn't get hurt, But because you exercised so much or, you know, ran so far, your legs are sore. So when you use them, it hurts a little bit. It's not too bad, but it certainly doesn't feel comfortable because it's sore. It's painful a little bit.
对耶，所以其实这个 sore, 如果你真的去查字典的话，它也是疼痛、酸痛，或者有那种发炎的感觉。可是 sore 通常都指的是肌肉发炎或肌肉酸痛，或者是像我们感冒的时候，我们可能会说、喉咙痛啊
，I have a
sore throat.
Yeah,
we don't say we have a sore headache.
No, you wouldn't have a sore head. Maybe if you hit your head, it could be sore, but we would usually just say it hurts or something like that.
Right.
Often when I think of sore, another thing, throat, that's a good example.
对对对，喉咙痛。
You're coughing and you have a cold.
对对对对。
The sore throat. Also when you buy new shoes. If you buy new shoes and then wear them for, you know, a whole day, you might have sore feet.
Sore feet.
You're walking around a lot, right? Your feet are okay, you know, give them a rest, they'll be fine. You don't need a doctor, it just hurts a little bit.
对。
Anyways, Jimmy is crying dramatically. He's saying, because they can't go to Minsheng, he says, oh no, we won't see our relatives.
对啊, you know, one thing that's fun during Chinese New Year is to go back to the hometown. Maybe
Minsheng?
In central or southern Taiwan.
Yeah. And to see your relatives.
Right, and get together and play mahjong.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's a good time for everyone. Jimmy seems sad. He says, oh no, we won't see our relatives. But he's also doing it dramatically. He's doing it like an actor. A little bit too much. Oh no, we won't see our relatives. Maybe he doesn't really like the relatives. I get the feeling maybe he's a little bit happy because, you know, going to play with his little cousins is boring or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe.
Because, of course, relatives, when we say the word relatives, we mean people in your family. It could be your brother and sister, but generally we're talking about aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents. Those are the people we usually talk about when we say relatives. I wouldn't really say, this is my relative, she's my sister. Or this is my relative, she's my mom. That's a little
not
too
really.
Close, right? But a cousin or an uncle, an aunt, that kind of thing. The people you see maybe, you know, 4 or 5 times a year, not every day.
You and know? You don't live together.
You often don't live with them. Yeah, exactly, aunts and uncles. For example, all our relatives will come over for Thanksgiving dinner or Chinese New Year or Christmas dinner. That's when you might see your relatives.
Right. 所以其实不管是血缘的亲戚或者是姻亲啊，就是因为结婚才成为亲戚的，这个亲戚呢都叫做 relative. Relative. 我知道它看起来很像形容词，但它是一个名词，就是一个一个的亲戚，所以它是可数的哦。但是就像麦提醒我们的，通常我们住在一起的一家人，当然也是亲戚，可是就是家人嘛，所以通常是不住在一起，然后不是很常见面，不是那么常见面的叫做亲戚。
Well, Mom, she looks touched. Oh, that's so sweet. Jimmy, you're such a nice boy. She says, Jimmy, I didn't know you cared so much about your family. I'm not sure Jimmy does, but Mom thinks she does, so that's nice. She didn't know that Jimmy loved his relatives so much. Anyways, Paige says, why don't we celebrate here? I can help Mom cook. Okay, so they can stay here at home. Because Grandpa can't travel, but that's fine. Paige is saying she can help Mom cook, because as you said, there's a lot of work for moms to do. Yeah, a lot of cooking. Dad says, and I'll take the twins shopping for new clothes. Okay, yeah, they might need some new clothes. It's common to buy new clothes at Chinese New Year, right? Some new red clothes or something like that, maybe. Clothes are the things you wear in your body. Shirts, pants, jackets, hats, shoes. All that kind of stuff. Those are our clothes.
Say clothes. C-L-O-T-H-E-S. 有声的 clothes. 其实就是衣服。It's a singular or plural form.
Always,
it's uncountable.
Always plural.
Uncountable.
Uncountable. Yeah, you can't have clothes. You can have a piece of clothing. Like a shirt is a piece of clothing. But generally, we use it to talk about all of these things without saying pants and jackets and sweaters. All of them are clothes, right?
对，所以它其实是集合名词，就是穿戴在身上的这个衣服，集合名词就叫做 clothes.
Right.
Clothes.
The same way we say food. Right? We don't say eggs, bananas,
right,
milk.
Right,
it's all food.
集合名词.
Furniture. We don't say tables, chairs, sofas, beds. It's all together furniture. All right, so yeah, buy some new clothes. I think you're supposed to buy some red underwear and wear it when you play Mahjong.
How did you know that?
Someone told me. I thought, that's an interesting thing. Okay. Red underwear, red clothes, or just new clothes. Those are all great to buy around Chinese New Year. So, the example sentence we have for clothes, Sally tried on different clothes before leaving for the party. Mm-hmm. She wanted her clothes to look very nice.
Right.
So, back to our story. It's finally Chinese New Year. Yay! This family is sitting at the dinner table eating. Nom, 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 nom. Grandpa, he wipes his mouth with his napkin and rubs his full belly. Grandpa's had a lot of food to eat. He says, this is the best Chinese New Year feast ever. The best ever. This is number one in his mind of all the Chinese New Year feasts. A feast is just a really big meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it might take an hour or two to eat and you get a lot of food. You probably eat it sitting at a nice table and that kind of thing. So it's a really special dinner.
对啊，所以虽然我们在除夕夜我们都说围炉，围炉，其实它就是一个大餐嘛。在英文当中的大餐就叫做 feast, F-E-A-S-T, feast. 不过 grandpa 在讲这句话当中啊，我们可以把那个The best 什么什么 ever 啊，这是我曾经什么什么最如何如何的什么什么东西，通常都搭配最高级。那这边的 ever 指的就是表示你从过去到现在的经验，吃过最好吃的 the best Chinese New Year feast ever.
Yeah, and mom thinks it was good. She says Paige did an excellent job. The daughter Paige was helping to cook.
Right.
Did a great job, excellent job. She's going to be a good chef one day.Oh, okay, yeah, maybe in the future. Excellent is very good, okay? So if you had an excellent test, you got a very good grade. If you had excellent food, it tasted really good. For example, the steak tasted excellent, and I couldn't wait to eat more. It was the best steak ever, so juicy and delicious.
所以我们可以说这个人表现得很好啊，工作做得很好啊，然后这个牛排尝起来超赞的，超好吃的 ,extremely good, 就叫做 excellent, excellent, 这字也很常用，要把它背起来 ,excellent, 超棒的。
All right, so Paige, she's kind of embarrassed because everyone thinks it's nice things of her. But anyway, she holds up her water glass and she says, let's make a Chinese New Year's toast to happiness and family. So everyone agrees we should do this right now. Happiness and family. And Grandpa says, and to health. Remember, he's got a sore back. So that's, I guess, what we wish for everyone at Chinese New Year.When you make a toast, you kind of knock your glasses together, say some special words, because it's a special day.
可是我们中文常会讲干杯啊，来干啊，干啊。通常这个 make a toast 是敬酒，你可能只喝一点点。但是我们在敬酒的时候，通常都说，哎，我们来干杯吧。来干杯其实就是敬酒的意思。Make a toast, make a toast.
So, happy Chinese New Year to you.
And to you. And to you.
And to the Wongs as well. And we hope Grandpa's back gets better very soon. We'll see you after the short break. So now you're an older person. Not an old person, but you're not a kid. Right? So now you have a lot of things to do, right? But when you were a little kid, like Jimmy and Timmy, what was your favorite thing about Chinese New Year when you were, you know, little Anna?
Getting the red envelope.
The red envelope.
Right.
Getting the money. And then what would you do? Would you save the money or would you rush out to the toy store and just spend it all right away?
I'll save some, but I would buy something I like, I really like.
You would. And your parents would think that's okay. You can spend some of your money.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That must have been great. But I know on Chinese New Year, people are all meeting and eating and having dinner. Then the next day the stores are closed, right?
Not all the clothes are closed.
Not all the stores. So you can still go to a toy store the next day?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And a convenience store or any kind of store.
You could buy your toys there, too.
Right. And Bianpao.
I was thinking if you're trying to go to, like, a big toy store.
And department stores are always open.
Ah, great. Because that would be difficult for a kid to have all that money, but no stores to go and buy it in. You'd have to wait a few days. All right, guys, well, we do. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Chinese New Year. We hope the year has been good for you, and the next year brings health, happiness, success, and good fortune to everyone around you. So have a good New Year, safe New Year, Don't play too much mahjong or eat too many snacks. And we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
This is the best Chinese New Year feast ever. This is the best Chinese New Year feast ever.
That's right. I really enjoyed it.
This is the best Chinese New Year feast ever.
It's not bad, but I think it could be better.
This is the best Chinese New Year feast ever.
That's right. I really enjoyed it.
This is the best Chinese New Year feast ever.
It's not bad, but I think it could be better.
I really must get going.
I really must get going.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。昨天我们教到了，如果今天你参加了一个很不错的 party， 但时间到了得回家，这时你该怎么样跟主人说呢？你可以跟他说 ，I really must get going， 我真的该走了。这里我们看到一个用法 ，get going。假设我说 ，I should get going， 就表示我得走了，我得离开了，意思等同于。I should leave, 或者 I should go home, 我要回家了。而所谓的 let's get going, 就表示我们走吧。意思类似 let's go。Get going 属于比较口语的表达方式，基本上就表示离开、走的意思。因此在这次的例句当中，同样的句子我们可以写成 I really must leave, 我真的该离开了。之所以会在 must 前方加上 really， 就是用来表示强调，强调你真的要离开了，语气比 I must get going 强烈许多。所以下次不管参加什么活动，如果对方迟迟不肯让你走，你就可以说 I really must get going。好，就让我们来复习一下今天的例句。I really must get going。好，我真的也得 get going 咯。小聚会我们下次见。
I really must get going.
I really must get going.
The wolf. He's the wolf. He's the wolf. He's the wolf. He's the wolf.
The best Chinese New Year ever.
You're home. What did the doctor say?
It's just a sore back, but we can't go to Minxiong this year.
Oh no! We won't see our relatives!
Jimmy! I didn't know you cared so much about our family.
Why don't we celebrate here? I can help Mom cook.
And I'll take the twins shopping for new clothes.
This is the best Chinese New Year feast ever.
Paige did an excellent job. She's going to be a good chef one day.
Let's make a Chinese New Year's toast to happiness and family.
And to health.
Sore. I think I'm catching a cold.Because I have a sore throat. I think I'm catching a cold because I have a sore throat. Relative. All of our relatives will come over for Thanksgiving dinner. All of our relatives will come over for Thanksgiving dinner. Clothes. Sally tried on different clothes before leaving for the party. Sally tried on different clothes before leaving for the party. Excellent. Excellent. The steak tasted excellent, and I couldn't wait to eat more. The steak tasted excellent, and I couldn't wait to eat more.